full steam ahead. Spare no steam. Let there be no steam left after this show. Hey, folks, I got to tell you this. Some senior members, high-ranking officials of Team Zender listened to my five pilot shows last week. They said, for one thing, you should have lost the radish story. That was the first thing. Yeah, and one of the high-ranking members said, why don't you finish your sentences? I don't know. I'm sitting here. How am I supposed to? This is harder than it looks, folks. Yeah, I know. I have the technology to go back and make myself sound like a genius. I can cut. I can paste. I can tweak. I can Twitter, but I refuse to do it. I am what I am, and you're getting the real Zender here from high atop the Postal Service. Hi, folks. We're into another week here of unmitigated truth-telling, and as I look through my notes, I see that, I don't know why I did this, I don't have Mel Gibson come until Thursday, but, you know, I've taunted you long enough. I've got to get to Mel Gibson today, and I'm going to do it. But before I do that, I have to let you know what the Catholics think of sin. Mel Gibson is a Catholic, hardcore Catholic. I used to be a hardcore Catholic. Catholics have certain opinions on sin. And once again, Protestants are not going to dodge this bullet because neither, listen to this, I'm going to make a radical statement. I said I wasn't a radical last week. I'm going to make a very unusual statement. Neither the Catholics nor the Protestants nor 99.9% of the Christian religion care that Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world. Now, let me tell you what I mean by that. None of these faiths believe that Jesus actually succeeded in taking away sin. How do I know that? It's easy, because every one of these religions is still fighting sin. Sin is still going to mess up your life with God. God's opinion of you still depends on whether or not you sin. And the one sin you can't commit, and I got to get this tracked for you. I found this tracked at the grocery store. Instead of talking about it, I should just go get it. Here I am getting on a sidetrack again, but this is going to show you the hypocrisy of the opinions of the religion on sin. I'm determined not to turn my recorder off and sound like a genius. So I am looking for this thing in my Bible while I'm talking to you. My Bible is quite a unorganized disaster here, but I use this thing. I got a tract one time at the grocery store. Here it is. I found it. It's called Salvation Plain and Simple. Listen to this contradiction. This was put out by Sword of the Lord Publishers. This all relates to Mel Gibson, it relates to the Catholic Church, it relates to sin. I got to set the background for you here. I'm going to go to page 13 here. Listen to this. The greatest truth that ever coursed through my brain. What's this guy's name? Dr. Curtis Hudson is his name. The greatest truth that ever coursed through my orthodox brain. I added orthodox there. Was the truth of the substitutionary death of Jesus, that Jesus Christ actually took all my sins, past, present, and future, and bore them in his own body. Friend, God looked down through the telescope of time and saw every sin you would ever commit. Then he put those sins in one big package and laid them on Christ. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Every sin we have ever committed or ever will commit if we live to be 1,000 years old. That's hyperbole. Every sin, if we live to be 1,000, 2,000, nay, if we live to be 3,000 years old. Every sin we've ever committed was placed on Christ. That's page 12 and page 13. Now, let's go to page 21, because you are not going to believe this. On page 21, he says this, the worst sin in the world is not trusting Jesus Christ as Savior, and that is the only sin for which a man will go to hell.
Whoa! Oh, my God!
Bald hypocrisy. This hypocrisy has no hair. It's totally bald. Can you believe that? Every sin's gone. He took every sin if you lived to be 1,000. 9 pages later, but the worst sin in the world, the one sin you're going to go to hell for, is not believing in Jesus Christ. Is that right? It is not right. I'm out of time. No, I am not out of time. I am out of time. Tomorrow, going to talk about what Mel Gibson believes about sin. And you know how we're going to do that? Via our favorite book, Jesus Comes, Our Holy Faith. Stay tuned tomorrow. You got to. It's going to be a great week. I'm Martin Zender.